Welcome back to Coach Speak, presented by Carl Otto of Webster City here on 95.7 KQWC. Sports Director Quinn Douglas back here as we continue our program on this first Monday of August. Now we're talking with the new head football coach of the South Hamilton Hawks, Cole Billerbeck, joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Hey, of course, anytime. Thanks for having me on.
So, of course, this is your first year stepping into the head coaching role here at South Hamilton, and just, you know, throughout the off season and preparing for the start of the season, just, well, what have you seen from the kids that excites you about the buy-in for this season and some things that you're really looking forward to as we get into camp and when official practice starts a week from today?
Yeah, I think over the summer we've had a lot of good buy-in in the weight room is where we've really seen it, and we've seen a lot of seniors step up. We've had really good senior leadership, and some juniors have stepped up too. I think what I really love to see the most is those older guys have really just taken those young guys under their wing, and they've kind of showed them the ropes in the weight room. It's not in us. We're the seniors. We're the varsity. We rule the school, and you guys are just the lowly freshmen, sophomores. It is everybody's all buying in together, and they've really taken them under their wings. Showing them the ropes, and just buy-in's been fantastic.
And starting with a little bit of a preview, first on the offensive side of the football, this is a group that has more coming back than I think a lot of people do realize. You bring back some key pieces like quarterback Garrett Johnson, as well as in the backfield with Caden Dean, as well as Cash Northrup, and a couple other guys as well that got a lot of playing time a year ago in the backfield. Wyatt Gelder, the leading rusher in 1A, as well as kind of highlights that group. And that offensive line, you've got some really good building blocks on that offensive line with Ben Swenson, Davian Henderson, right off the rip to name to kind of spearhead the O-line. So just when you look at the makeup of the offense and the improvements you think they can make, you know, what has really stood out about the personnel offensively here as we get into the preseason?
Yeah, I think you pretty much nailed it there. We got a lot of key returners coming back. Garrett Johnson now has a year under his belt. Getting thrown in as a varsity quarterback as a sophomore is never easy. I thought he handled it well last year. And so I'm hoping and looking for him to take that next step as a junior and really command the huddle and really run the show. And then, like you said, Gelder, if anytime you return the leading rusher in the state is always a good thing. And we still got another year with him after this, which is going to be beneficial. But yeah, the other guys you named, Cash, Caden, Maddox Becker, will get some reps too. And I kind of think with the wishbone offense, it's not going to be just a focus on Wyatt Gelder show. It's going to be those guys are going to be able to spell him and not going to be able to just focus on one guy. O-line, I think we've had a lot of young guys step up. Obviously, we got Ben, we got Dave, but Cooper Stuck has really jumped in at center in these off-season workouts. Kyler Zeisman, another guy that's really stood out, really hard worker in the weight room. And I think we just got a lot of building blocks, stepping stones from the last game of last year against Eagle Grove. I thought we played our best football in that game, and that, especially that second half coming from behind. And I think that was a nice little morale booster and confidence booster for those young guys coming in. Now they're going to be juniors. Now they're going to be seniors. Really going to make things a lot smoother as we head into the season. There's some question marks, obviously, last year, but now they've got a year under their belt, and things are running smoothly at camp.
And on the defensive side, you know, that's an area that was pretty slow to get off last year. It did get much better as the season went on. Like you said, that season finale against Eagle Grove, I think, proved a big jumping off point for going into this year. And just on the defensive side of the football, just what have you seen personnel-wise that stands out to you about what that unit will be able to improve on from last year?
I think it's a lot of the same things. We got up front, I think our D-line is going to be the strength of our season. I think our defense is going to go as our D-line goes. With Ben and Dave at D tackles, Maddox, we threw him at D tackle last year against Emmitsburg, kind of a different type of D tackle, a little smaller guy, give him fits and throw him in there with Ben and Dave. Come some of those bigger guys, give him a couple different things to prepare for. And then DNs up front, we got Zeisman, Cooper Stuck, just some of these younger guys that are kind of hungry and really stood out at the Simpson camp that we went to. They made a few flashy plays, and they got some run in last year too. But I think our D-line is going to be we're going to go as they go this year. I think our secondary is going to be much improved this year. That was a very, very green spot for us last year, is who's going to be our corners, who's going to be our safeties. But we pretty much bring everybody back. Cash had a couple interceptions last year. He kind of got thrown into the fire there as a freshman. So he's got another year as a, coming in as a sophomore. He looks ready for the part. He's been working hard in the weight room. Gelder, another experienced cornerback there. We got Garrett at safety. Lyndon Johnson has had a year of practice at safety. So we were kind of green in the secondary. I think that's going to be a another very strong strong part of our defense. And linebackers were a little green this year, but there's been a lot of promise there. I think Caden Dean has stood out. He really came on last year as a linebacker towards the end of the season. And then we got some younger guys that are, again, they're hungry. They're ready to show what they can do. But yeah, I think defensively, a year in the system and just another year of hell, being in the system is going to help those guys.
As we take a look at the slate to open the season, I know it's down the road, but it'll be here before we know it. Scrimmage with AGWSR on Friday, and then a big test with the defending Class A runners-up in St. Ansgar at St. Ansgar on August 28th. In between that portion of the season and now, what are some of the big things you and the staff are looking for as we go through the preseason camp and then the start of practice?
Yeah, it's like we tell them every day. It's just, we want to leave practice. We want to leave camp better than how we entered it. And I thought today was a really good day at camp. Like I said, we got a really good group of guys. They are willing to put in the effort. They're willing to put in the work. They want to get better. They want to improve. They're a good group. They work well together. So I think we just want to win each day, right? That old cliche, win the day, I think. That applies to us. We just want to get better each day. If you're not getting better, you're getting worse. And yeah, we got a tough test week one with St. Ansgar. But yeah, we are looking forward to it. The kids are looking forward to it. It's going to be a good challenge, and they're excited. We're excited. We're ready to go.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck with preseason practice and the start of the season.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, that was Cole Billerbeck, the new head football coach at South Hamilton, here on our Coach Speak program presented by Carl Otto of Webster City. As we are back with Clarion Goldfield, now is Coach Caleb Vogel next on 95.7 FM.